Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chicks, Flicks, and No Chill. This is episode 26, which I know you have been waiting for a long time. I think the last episode 25, we recorded that in October, and it's now November. So we probably missed about 4 weeks of recording. Honestly, I have missed talking. Not that I haven't been talking, I've missed talking on the pod. And that's why I'm coming here today, alone, on a solo episode. V is not available, so I'm doing this alone. Just wanted to reach out to you guys. I know a few people have been asking where the pod is, where the next episode is coming, and I'm sorry. I didn't know you lot cared. So it's me, Tammy. I forgot my name now. I haven't done this in so long, I forgot what my name is. So it's Tammy, Instagram and Twitter, that girl Tammy _ on Instagram, not _ on Twitter. And I just want to catch up with you guys, just talk about what's been going on. And I have just watched the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, that one. It's back. I've been waiting for a long time for it to come back. And this week was the second episode of the whole series. Also the third. I think it was the second. Anyway, so Kenya is married to Mark Daly. Obviously, in the show, they haven't separated yet. But we know that they've now separated. Which is such a shame, because I was really, really, really rooting for Kenya. And I really wanted it to get a happy ending. And Mark Daly just came and... I don't know. Apparently, he's not even making an effort. He doesn't want to do counseling. He doesn't want to sort things out. When she went on Wendy Williams, and Wendy was asking her, so are you guys doing couples counseling? Are you guys trying to work things out? And Kenya was like, well, he hasn't said yes and he hasn't said no. So to her, that means it's a no. Because if you want to save your marriage, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say, yes, let's do couples counseling? I guess the good thing about this is that at least now she's got her daughter, which is, we know that that's what she's wanted for a long time. She's been wanting a child, and now she's got Brooklyn. And I'm happy for her. I just wish that, you know, the marriage would have worked out with Mark Daly. Such a shame. I really feel sorry for her. And also Portia. Oh dear. The thing is, Portia, when Portia first started Real Housewives, I was very much on the fence with her. I felt like she was, when she was married to that guy, I forgot his name, I was very much on the fence. I didn't know how I felt about her. And after she got divorced and stuff like that, I feel like she's really grown up. She's blossomed. She's become her, you know, this, her own woman. And we know, just like Kenya, she's been wanting to have a child. So when she met Dennis and she's all happy, we're getting engaged, we're gonna have a baby, I personally thought she was moving too fast. But you know, who am I to tell someone who doesn't even know me how fast or how slow they should move? So I felt like they were moving too fast. The whole thing was very fast. Oh, we're going to have a baby. Oh, no, we're going to get married. And it's only been like a few months. Like, calm down. But when you know, you know. I guess that's what it is. And she felt like she knew. She gets pregnant. They're happy. And Dennis cheats on her while she's pregnant. It's so heartbreaking. I feel like it's... Why would you do that? Why do men do this? I really want to know. Like, guys, whether you've done it or not, hypothetically speaking, please tell me, why do men tend to cheat when a woman's pregnant? You can tweet me, that girl Tammy, or use the hashtag ChicksFlixAndNoChill, or Instagram ChicksFlixAndNoChill, or that girl Tammy _. And just please tell me, why can you not wait? Okay, I'm not condoning cheating, right? So don't think that I'm saying it's okay to cheat. But if you must cheat, if you feel like you have to step out, why not just wait until maybe the baby's like a year and then leave? Or you're better off even breaking up with the person while you're together and she's pregnant. I would much rather you break up with me while I'm pregnant and go do your thing instead of you cheating on me while I'm pregnant. It's such a vulnerable time and you're so self-conscious. Your belly's getting big. You're getting stretch marks. Your feet are swollen. You're breaking out. Some people break out like, did I break out? No, I didn't break out actually. But some people break out. Your nose is massive. All these things, hormones up and down, up and down. And then you go and then you're just like, you know what? I don't even care about you. I'm just going to cheat. I'm just going to go have sex with Sally. I don't care. And then she finds out. I don't understand why this happens. Why? It's actually going to stress me out now. So basically, that's what Dennis did. I don't think Portia found out while she was pregnant. I think she found out after she gave birth. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. So I think she found out after she gave birth to whatever her daughter's name is. I don't know her name. And that's when she found out that Dennis cheated on her while she was pregnant. And this is the thing. Yeah? You naturally, you go back and you think, hold on, when this happened, you were cheating. When that happened, you were cheating. That's what I was saying. That for me, it's the lies. It's not really even about the sex. It's the fact that you're coming home and you're lying. You've been cheating. And I think we're cool. You're laying in bed with me. And I'm thinking we're cool, but you've been lying. So that's basically what she went through with Dennis. And she finds out when this baby's still very young. And you know what? After you give birth, the hormones are up and down. You're already, especially during pregnancy, you're very self-conscious about your body. Like when I gave birth, this is what I found very interesting actually when I gave birth, and no one had said this to me before. Your stomach muscles, they're very weak, we know that, but I could not stack my belly in. Like, I'm so used to sucking my belly in. I've been doing it since I started sucking my belly in. So naturally, I'm so used to sucking my belly in. And the fact that after I gave birth, my belly was big, I was trying to suck it in because I was self-conscious about it. I know it's going to be big, but you're still a bit like, oh, you know, the baby's out now. You don't really want it to be big. You kind of want to have that snap back. But yeah, I could not suck my belly in. Like trying to suck it in, the muscles just weren't there. They just weren't working. They're back to normal now, so I can suck my belly in again and eat bread. So she finds out now, while her hormones are still raging after giving birth, she finds out that her fiance cheated on her while she was pregnant. I feel so sorry for Portia, you know. I really do. And then he tries to say, oh, you were not there for me. Oh, I felt neglected. But she's just like, but I was there. You didn't try to talk to me. I was there. I feel like when people cheat and they say you are not there for me, I feel like it's just an excuse. I'd rather you come to me and you tell me I don't feel like you're here for me, so I'm leaving. Don't say to me, oh, I feel like you're not there for me, so I'm going to go and find attention somewhere else. Just leave. Go. Why are you here? For you to cheat on me? For you to cause me more heartache? I don't understand that. And I'll never understand that. And so Portia and Kenya, they're bonding over being single mothers. There's so many babies in the series of Real Housewives. Portia's got the baby. Kenya's got the baby. Candy's having a surrogate. So she's having another baby with a via surrogate because she has some eggs left and they wanted to make that into a baby. So they're having a baby via surrogate. I still don't understand. The thing is, I don't know if I like Candy. I don't know if I dislike Candy. I just find Candy very boring. I like Todd. I think Todd is more interesting than Candy herself, you know. But what I like about Candy being on the show is that she's, well, one of the few people on there that we know is making money. So it's a good thing to see a black woman making money. Was everyone else, I don't know what they're doing. Kenya was going to bring out that hairline, but then she had that launch with no products in. So I don't know. I don't know what she's doing. But yeah, so Candy and Todd are having a baby by a surrogate. Against Riley's wishes, but it's not up to Riley, is it? When you're a child, it's not up to you. It's your parents do whatever they want to do, despite what you say. So that's basically what's happening in that situation. Who else is having a baby? Eva. Eva is pregnant again. So she's having her second baby with her husband now. So she's going to have three kids because we know she has the first child with Kevin McCall. And Shamia, well, Shamia is not really a cast member, but Shamia also had a baby. So there's so many babies going on, like, in this series of Housewives. Nene had her first episode this week on The Real Housewives, and her and Cynthia went to, well, it's not London Pride, it's New York Pride. So they were on the float. And Cynthia's daughter, not baby, she's not a baby anymore, she's of age. Cynthia's daughter came out last week as bi. Or maybe, is she bi or is she attracted to personalities? I don't understand. There's so much going on now with, like, the LGBTQ community. So I don't think she's bi. I think she's attracted to who she's attracted to. To me, that means you're bi because it's either you're male or female. But please, don't get at me for this if I'm wrong. I'm trying to understand. Also, what does non-binary mean? Does non-binary mean if you don't, like, associate with any sex, like Sam Smith? Let me know. Tweet me. That girl, tell me. I'm actually really confused because I read someone Reddit. Oh, my new thing right now is Reddit. I've been spending so much time on Reddit. So, yeah. So, I don't know what non-binary means, but I'd like to know what that means. So, Cynthia's daughter is bi, is attracted to personalities. I don't know. So she went to New York Pride with her mom, which was really nice. I think that's a nice thing. So far, honestly, the drama hasn't started yet. Cynthia and Nene are just being petty with each other, in my opinion. Like, your friendship is over. Let it go. We don't care. I honestly don't care about Nene and Cynthia's friendship. I don't care about Nene. I find it very annoying. Very loud. Very annoying. She can go and sit down somewhere else. I don't care about your friendship with Cynthia. It's done. Let's move on. Another storyline, please. Oh, gosh. So, anyway, I actually don't have anything to report on Real Housewives of Atlanta. The drama hasn't quite started yet, but where there is drama, Married to Medicine. Woo. So, yesterday's episode, this is when Jackie had her, I think we're like into episode 7 or 8 now, so you guys need to catch up if you haven't been watching. Jackie had her Bush Girl book coming out about women and vaginas and sex or whatever. And she had her book cover release party. Not the book release party. Book cover release party. I didn't know it was a thing. I don't know much about publishing, so I'm no one to say. But apparently that is a thing. So she had her book cover release party, and she's there giving her speech. Oh, you know, I've had breast cancer. Oh, you know, I wanted to have kids. And, you know, Buffy's the new girl. Buffy, you can relate to this. You're infertile. In front of everyone. You're going to tell everyone that this girl can't have kids. I'll be mad as hell. How dare you just open your mouth and say, tell everyone that I can't have kids. Of course, maybe everyone knows I can't have kids, but for you to come out and actually stand there and speak my truth when I did not tell you to speak my truth for me and say, oh yeah, you understand, you're infertile, mind your business. But what surprised me is that Buffy did not check Jackie about that, and I feel like Buffy should have checked Jackie. Maybe she's gonna do that next episode, because But I saw, like, next week of Married to Medicine, when they're in Cabo, she said something about that. And I think she should. She should. I feel like Jackie has been getting away with murder. She does some of the dirtiest, sneakiest things. And she always passes off like, oh, I'm so innocent. Oh, I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, I didn't think that was hurtful. Yes, Jackie, you did. You did. But because she's known as a peacemaker of the group, no one really feels like she's being malicious about it. But if we really look deep down, if we really look at what Jackie's doing, Jackie is a bit, she's a mean girl. Her and Simone, mean girls. But I feel like Simone is more out front with it. Simone is very much in your face with her mean girl. And you know she likes to shout. She comes in your face and starts shouting and all this stuff. At least Simone is out with it. But Jackie were wrong for that comment. And Quad, that's another thing that happened. So Quad had her, I think she wrote a book, a cooking cookbook, and she had the party for that the actual release party for the book, not the cover. So she had a party. She was giving her thank you speech, blah, 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 blah. And because she didn't mention the Married to Medicine girls first, they left. They left. She was thanking her sister circle. She was like, you know, I'd given up. I'd almost given up on women friends. And I met you guys and you guys are amazing. And Simone and Toya got into their feelings and left while Quarta's doing her speech. And then a few minutes later, according to editing, Quad called them up saying, where are you guys? I want to thank you. But they'd already left. They'd gone. I feel like that was so out of order. But she decided not to bring it up anyway. She was like, eh, whatever. It is what it is. And to be honest, it is what it is. They have shown who they are. I still would bring it up though. I don't think it was cool. What was funny about that episode that I was laughing so hard at this is that it was also her birthday party. Quad. It was her birthday party. And she surprised herself by buying herself a new car. Yes. Yeah, you heard right. She surprised herself by buying herself a new car. I don't know how that works either, so don't ask me. But anyway. So she's there, and someone comes in. They're like, oh, Quad, we have a surprise for you. She comes and she's like, oh my God, my car. Oh, wow, it's so beautiful. Yes, bitch, it is so beautiful. You ordered it. You ordered the specs. You know exactly what you're getting. Now, you know, don't understand that I actually laughed really hard in that situation. But I was like, how are you going to be surprised about getting a car that you ordered? You ordered the car. I understand that maybe she was not expecting it to be delivered then. Maybe. But the fact that she was, oh my God, I thought someone else had bought her the car. But no, she bought it herself. Oh God, so funny. Yeah, so that's mostly it for Married to Medicine. Mariah and Quad are still fighting, but who cares? Toya's got her house. She's now finished her house, which is good for her. But what I was watching last night, which I'm actually hooked on, is this show. It's like a documentary called Black Love. It basically has all these, I think they're all celebrities or semi-famous couples. And they are talking about how they met. And the trials and tribulations that they go through in their marriage and things like that. It's actually a really, really good show. And what's very interesting is everyone goes through, you know. All the celebrities that you see and you don't think that they're going through it, they're really going through it. And it's, wow. It's very eye-opening. And I quite enjoyed it, actually. You know, Candy and Todd were there. Mr. Brown and I don't know that what the wife's name is. They're on Tyler Perry's shows. They're on there. The guy who wrote and directed Brown Sugar and Just Right and stuff, he and his ex-wife were there. Well, I guess at the time of recording they were married, but then when I went on Instagram yesterday checking for them, they're not together anymore. So they were together, but they're separated. The guy from Bell Biv DeVoe, he's on there. I think it's Ron, not sure. He's there. He was talking about his addiction to drugs. So that was very interesting. Terry Crews is on there with his wife. Some other people that I'm not familiar with are on there. And I was just thinking where some of these people are from, because I don't know them and I'd like to know who they are. And I have no idea who they are. So that's a one show that I'm watching, and it's really, really good. I'd recommend it. So what I'm going to do now, because like I said earlier, I'm now hooked on Reddit. So basically the Reddit that I'm most active on, that I read the most, is Am I the Asshole? Where people send in the situation saying, okay, this and this happened. Am I the asshole here or is someone else? And you know what? Some of the situations are actually really, really funny. I found it on Twitter. So I followed the page on Twitter, the Am I the Asshole Twitter page. And then I was like, you know, I liked gist of it. So I was like, let me sign up to Reddit. Let me read all of these like in my own time. So I signed up to Reddit. So I'm part of the Am I the Asshole group. I'm also part of the relationships group. that gets juicy. And people really, really be like going through it. So I'm going to read one. The one I'm going to read, yeah. I have not read this before, but the title has just caught me off guard. It's not the one that I was looking for. The one I was looking for was something else. I might read that next week. But I think this will be a cool little thing to put in. Just like a Reddit relationships post. Or Am I the Asshole post. And then we can discuss on Twitter or something like that. Or whatever. It's just for fun. But I really enjoy it. I really enjoy reading them. So the one I'm about to read to you guys. The subject says, I am a 24-year-old man. Male. I want to marry my first cousin, 22 female. Will I be socially cast out? Okay. So now, when I first read this, I'm just thinking, what? Your first cousin. Your first cousin is literally the child of your parents' sibling. So your aunt or your uncle from your parent, their child. What is this person talking about? Where are they from? What are they doing? Are they okay? Oh my gosh. Let's have a read. Okay. I'm not 100% sure I'm doing the right thing. So hear me out, guys. Okay. Let's hear you out. I'm getting to the age of seriously thinking of a long-term relationship and marriage. I'm from an Arab family. Cousin marriages in my culture is not uncommon. Okay. I've done research and cousin marriages are not even that much more dangerous, genetically speaking. Really? Are you sure? However, I've grown up in a Western culture and over here it is very taboo, yes it is, and considered completely inappropriate to marry your second cousin, let alone your first. As I'm sure you know, it's not accepted in Western society, but this girl is perfect for me. Oh my god, this is so wrong on so many levels. I'm literally thinking about my cousins, yeah, and what this guy is saying, I'm just thinking this is disgusting. Because my cousins are like my brothers and my sisters. Like in my culture, in Zimbabwean culture, you call your cousin your brother or your sister. Because your parents are from the same family. So your cousins are your brother and your sister. But then I guess it's a cultural difference. Like he said, in Arab families it's okay. In Zimbabwean families it's not okay. Because that's your brother and your sister. Okay, so where was I? We've grown up together and we get along so well. She has all the qualities I look for in a girl and I cannot think of anyone more compatible. Anyway, my question is, should I go ahead with this? She has no indication but has given me signs that she's done if I'm done. What kind of indication is that? If so, I plan on not sharing this information with anyone and I will not mention that she's my cousin to anyone to avoid being socially cast out. I'll be living with a lie about how we met and how we're related. How would you react if your friend told you he just married his cousin? Would you stay in contact with him? I don't know, you know. I don't think I will be okay with that if my friend did that. But I understand that that's their culture and it's okay. But to me, it's still a bit, it's incest, man. This person actually should look into the laws. Because I know the law. I don't know where they are, obviously in the Western world, but I know the law does look at incest and it's against the law, so they might need to look into that. Wow. So what do you guys think? Please tell me. I really want to know what you guys think about this because I think this is so weird. How can you want to marry your own cousin? Please. Yeah, tweet me, that girl tell me, and please tell me what you think. Or use the hashtag ChicksFlixAndNoChill, because this is so weird. The one I was actually looking for is one that I read over the weekend, where I'm just going to summarize it for you guys, because I thought it was really... The thing, okay, I feel bad for saying it's juicy, because this is someone's real life. But you know what? Reddit is actually for entertainment. As much as for you to get advice from strangers, which you should not trust, it is for entertainment. And I'm entertained. Are you not entertained? So basically, it was a guy. He found out that his wife used to go out with his boss like years ago before they even got married, which was fine. He was okay with that. And when his boss found out that he's married to his ex, the boss went to the guy. No, the boss called his wife was basically trying to have sex with her again. The wife called the husband saying, James is being a dickhead. He's trying to have sex with me again. So obviously the husband gets mad, storms into his boss's office and says, if you don't stop, I am going to kick your ass. I don't care if you're my boss. I'm actually going to fuck you up and I'm going to make you cry. I thought that comment was funny. I'm going to make you cry. Anyway, that's what he said. He said, the boss is apologetic. And get this, he offers the husband a raise. He's like, I'll give you a raise. Name the price. I'll give it to you. Just so that I can have sex with your wife again. That's not the end of it. That's just part of it. So he's just like, are you mad? are you crazy? Why would I allow you to have sex with my wife again? That's crazy. So the boss is like, all right, fine. I'm sorry. I'm out of pocket. The guy goes back to work. And the next day, the boss leaves a DVD on the guy's desk. So the guy assumes that it's a sex tape between his boss and his wife, which it was. And it's a very dickheadish thing for the boss to do. So he watches the DVD. I don't know why. Why would you watch that? Because you know what it's going to be. But what he sees on the DVD is so much worse than what he thought it was going to be. In the video, it's his wife getting a train run on her. I don't know if that's actually how the right term to put it. And basically, for those who don't know, a train is when one girl has sex with multiple guys at the same time. It's not a threesome, because I think, actually, how many people does it take to make a train? Because three people is a threesome. Is four people a train, or is that a foursome? I think four people is a train. Anyway, this was five people. The DVD shows his wife having sex with five people. So the five people are the boss, three other guys, and the cameraman. So the first part of the video is the four guys having sex with her. And after a while, the cameraman then joins in and he gets head from her. So he is mind blown with this thing. He's mad as hell, but he's mad for different reasons. One, the wife, their sex life was basically very vanilla. She refused to do any freaky stuff with him. And previously she had told him that her life was a bit mad, but she never said how mad it was. You know, she had told him she's never done anal, she's never done she doesn't like giving blowjobs, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. All the things that she said she didn't do, she was doing in the video. So the husband was like, all this time we've been married, you've refused to do a lot of things with me because you say you're uncomfortable, you don't like it, and now I'm seeing this video and you're going ham. And you're saying all this nasty stuff, you're telling them to call you a whore, you are basically, in my head, this video was a madness from what he describes, because he was very descriptive. If I find the post again, I'll read it next week. He was very descriptive about what was in that video, and I think it really disturbed him. So they reported the guy, the boss, to the police, and he got jail time for revenge porn, because that was revenge porn. So he got put into jail. I think he probably served like 2 months or 4 months. I think another 2 months or 4 months he was in prison, and he also got fined for revenge porn. But now the guy's problem was he cannot have sex with his wife now. He can't forget what he saw in that video, and I think he's also very hurt by the fact that a lot of the things that he wanted to do, she didn't want to do. So he was basically saying, what should I do? What do you guys think he should do? Like, I don't know what I'll do in that situation. I mean, she can't even deny it, because I mean, it's right there. Ugh. They've tried therapy, they've tried all of that. I don't know. It was a mad one. But Reddit is a mad place. And I'm hooked on Reddit. So, all right, I'm going to go, guys. I've had a much better time doing this solo episode compared to last time. Because I think last time was my first time that I did a solo episode. So it was very, like,
was weird to not have V with me and to kind of bounce off each other like we usually do. But I've really enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed talking to you guys. Have you guys missed us? Have you guys missed me? What did you think of this episode? Have you guys been watching Real Housewives of Atlanta or Married to Medicine? What do you guys think of this new season? Do you guys know about Reddit? You know, Serena, I'm not mad at you, but, you know, well, I was never mad at her by marrying her husband. So that's not my business. But I'm happy for you that you married Alexis, because Reddit is an amazing place. And good for you, Alex Olihan. Reddit is amazing. Let's just leave it there. I don't know his surname, and I don't want to offend. So I have been Tammy. You can hit me up on That Girl Tammy on Instagram. Instagram is That Girl Tammy _. And Twitter is That Girl Tammy. Let me know what you think. Also, don't forget to use the hashtag Chicks, Flicks, and No Chill. All right, guys. Bye.